Control Time. My name is Montego, in the Christmas spirit, the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is my little elf and partner, Miss Tifflebot.
Jesus
Say Christ. Good morning to all the children.
So that was unexpected, and I think that was because, in all honesty, this is the worst part of the show for me, is this opening, where I'm like, how am I a person again? And I have to try to think about how to have fun.
Indeed. Fun.
Teach me your way.
And there's nothing more fun than Christmas elves, man. So anyway, we got a dynamite show this week because we're all about Christmas this week, man. You know, so we have some news stories as always. We have a new game this week, but we have some Nichelle Yo news. We got some strange shit that Tifflebot dug up. So we're going to talk about that when we get there. And like I said, we got a game. I think it's called The Countdown, but not sure. We'll figure that out by the time we get there. But it's a whole new thing, y'all.
Jesus H.
Yes.
You're really like, it's going to get there. You're going to be like, I hate this shit. What? It's got a dumb name.
Oh, no. It's going to be great, Tifflebot. Anyway.
Okay. Well, then I believe it.
The main topic. How do you pronounce the name of this movie? What is it? Krampus? Krampus? Is that it?
Krampus.
So,
yes, Krampus.
We were going to do this show for the Patreon, y'all, but after I watched it, I said, hey, wait a minute. This show is main show material. So we brought it to the main show. And so we'll do something else for the Patreon this week. Anyway, man, saying all that stuff, Tiff, are you ready to roll?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. And we're back in the middle of the glee and the jolliness. So, man, if you've never listened to the show before, Tifflebot is going to tell you other places where you can get our content. Take it away, Tiff.
Yep, for everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com, where you can email us at our email address, fans@fansofpatrol.com. You can get to us on our social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, @FansofPatrol. We have a Patreon. We have a YouTube. You can check out both of those things if you're interested. Right now we're doing dark Christmas movies or horror Christmas movies. And then also listen to us on your favorite listening platform, which if you're doing on Spotify now, you can rate us.
Indeed. So if you're really into the Christmas dark stuff that they do, and you love titties, go to our Patreon because it's all about titties last week. So you'll see it. You'll know when you get there.
Yes, a great selling point. If you love boobies, go to our Patreon. Let's just say that's it. That's perfect. That's it.
There you go. That's the sale. All right.
End of the show.
Oh man, that was a fun show, man. Oh goodness, that last one was pretty good. So these are your notes, Tiff. What are we talking about this week?
So, as maybe many listeners of this show might know, or at least people who have interacted with us for a long time know, that I love the movie Swiss Army Man.
Yeah.
It's a weird movie by the Daniels.
Never saw it, but go ahead.
No, you would hate it. But they are releasing a new movie. They are two directors that when they work together, they call themselves Daniels, because they're both Daniel. And then they also work separately. But this movie is called Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yes.
And it has some of our favorite people in it.
Yes.
Jamie Lee Curtis and Michelle Yeoh. We love them. But it's about a woman who is tasked with saving the kind of infinite realities of which she is part. And she can access, to accomplish this task, she can access the skill set of all the people within that multiverse to defeat this great evil.
Interesting.
It's basically.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, so I did not know that was Jamie Lee Curtis. I didn't. And now I'm like, well, damn. Two,
she's doing some good work.
Two, listening to your synopsis of this trailer sounds terrible. It sounds like nothing I would want to watch, but y'all got to see the goddamn trailer because it's
so good.
High octane. It's pretty. Yes. And I love Michelle Yeoh, man. I mean, we both.
Well, maybe you should try to explain to them how you saw it.
Oh no! I'm not saying that. Once you try to coin it, you're like, oh yeah, there's a little weird. I just saw a lady getting dragged into a closet, and next thing you know, she was kung fu fighting, and that's all. It was kung fu and being whisked away to a different places. So yeah. She had to have on about 20 different costumes in this trailer, like being different people. So that was interesting. Go ahead.
is that I love the fact about things like this, where, like you said, when you explain it, it just sounds, oh, that's very cut and dry, right? But within this realm, they're making this very, it's not really a cut and dry story as far as, like, maybe, like, mainstream movies are concerned, but interesting and strange and weird, right?
Yeah, and so you have the guy saying, you have to save the infinite multiverses. And so this, you know what this really reminds me of, and I hope it's nothing like it. You remember that old Jackie Chan movie, mm-hmm. The One? You know, he was The One. It came out like after The Matrix, and he was like, it was the same concept. It was a guy that could turn. He decided that if he killed every last one of his doppelgangers, that he could rule the universe. And so he was going. It was like only one, two of them left. You know, and it was like. But, you know, no, it was Jet Li. It was Jet Li. It wasn't Jackie
Chan. Jet Li, I was going to say.
It was Jet Li, and he can't act worth a damn, so that movie sucked cheeks, but go ahead.
Yeah, I can see that. I guess I can see similarities there. But I'm thinking that anytime that you have, like, it's just martial arts, yes.
Yep.
Some infinite universe stuff, there's definitely similarities.
Yep.
I like how I really want to see this. I don't care. Listen, I don't care if everyone else in the world hates it. I know I'm going to love it because it's just, it's goofy in all the right ways. It's just strange and interesting.
When it started, did it say January? Is that what it said?
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think it said January. And it's nice to see that Hollywood is leaving that next year in theaters everywhere. You know, so it's like, thank God that shit is over.
Let me know. 2 days notice is all I need. If it's good, I'll be there.
On Friday.
Yeah. Like, as you're, like, leaving to go to work, a commercial just comes on that says, have you heard about this movie?
It's
coming out in 5 minutes. I would be super into that, actually.
Run to the theater tonight. Oh, shit. So, it does look good.
But, like, as a person, yeah, I was just wondering, as a person who's kind of maybe not super into, like, kind of goofy stuff like that.
Yeah. You know... Michelle Yeoh could she can definitely hold her own screen time, so she's entertaining, and I like seeing the office worker being like a troll or something in one of those scenes. She was like looking like this evil thing, you know, and I was like, oh wow, so you know, pretty interesting, Tiff. I didn't like seeing her fingers when she held up in them long fingers.
I you know what, as soon as that was what I kept, I'm digging, I'm looking for the finger comment. Where's the finger comment? I was like, I know that's where Montego was like, no.
You're right. I was like, oh, I don't want to see that shit.
So yeah. I think that, you know, maybe if there's something going on the week that it comes out, we should do it on the show.
Well, it's January, so it's time.
Oh, my God. And then on the Patreon, I'll make you watch Swiss Army Man. You're going to hate it.
Damn.
You're going to hate it.
Damn.
Oh, my fucking God.
So I do it.
To make you watch this. Oh, my God. Merry Christmas to me.
Like,
thank you.
Like, what have I done to deserve this?
What have you done to deserve this? Every Transformers, anything I've ever interacted with.
Oh, shit. How many Transformers movies you ever watch on this? Two and one that you loved?
Too many.
Oh, yeah. You like one of them, so I don't want to hear that shit. So get on out of here. You like Bumblebee.
Oh, so, my God. I said it was fine.
Oh, you loved it.
I won't have this discussion again. So the other thing that I put on here, which I'm super curious to know what you're going to say, because it's weird and I don't think you're going to like it, but Netflix, it's a Netflix original, quote unquote, which means they bought it from some other art house or our country, okay. And they're releasing it.
I didn't see that Netflix thing, so okay, go ahead, proceed.
Yeah, it's called The House.
Yeah.
And it says it's an eccentric dark comedy, but it's stop motion and it all takes place. It's like three stories, three directors, and it's like has the overarching connection is the house that it takes place in, but they're all different stories, right? Some of them are people, animals, whatever.
I'm so glad you cleared that shit up because I didn't get it. I was like, what the hell? What the hell? What the hell? I mean, over and over, I just was like, wow, okay, so, okay, there's three things. There's the mice, and that's the story, and then there's the pie face looking people, and you see, all their faces look like pies with the eyes, like tiny little dots, and I was
Really, it's a little tiny, like, Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, better.
It looks like that. And then there's another one with people as well, I think that looks...
Yeah, this... this is either gonna be the most boringest piece of shit ever made, or it's gonna sweep and win awards all over the world. You know, like it's a masterpiece, phenomenal. I was sitting there like gonna be one or the other. People are gonna respond to this or they won't. It'll be like, or it's gonna be, you know, best animation, best story, best, you know, and you're like, wow.
You know, you're saying that like it doesn't, you know, why not both?
Oh, that's possible too, right?
Because like
sitting there like people like this shit, wow, I hated it.
Yeah, I do think that the animation category of like awards is a, you know, I would maybe say criminally overlooked category by most
totally. That's why they got to do their own stuff. That's totally overlooked, but go ahead.
So I would encourage people who have any interest in animation, because a lot of them, you know, you think that the only good animation coming from places that aren't, I don't know, what you're watching on TV. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think people think about, like, oh, well, what's that one good animation I saw this year? Well, there's lots of really good animation being done by other countries that you're not probably interacting with as much, because it's just not, has a wide release that you can access through various different ways. I'd encourage you to check it out if you're in any way interested in animation.
And knowing is half the battle. Anyway, so...
Yeah, no. So, sidebar. I think this looks fantastic. I think it looks so fucking weird. I knew
you did.
I'm sorry. It's weird. It's weird in a way that, like, I know that if I watch it... I mean, here's the thing. I watch some stuff that I'm like, I'm going to love this, and I fucking hate it. So, it could go that way, but I know that at least when I'm looking at this, it's visually different than a lot of stuff I've seen. So, you know, when I'm... I imagine that my brain is doing a lot of bizarre calculations when it's trying to figure out if something is, like, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think sometimes
you look at something and you can be like... Do I like this? Do I not? I don't know.
Right. Or even, I might like this, but I might know it's not good. Or the opposite, where I might know it's good and not like it. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, in the taste is very complicated.
Yeah.
But this is just like... I would rather see filmmakers
take risks,
gamble on something and lose,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
than continue to turn out. It's the same kind of problem that we see in like video games, where like instead of releasing an original IP or a new idea, as much as we all love, for instance, Halo, it's nice if there's that stuff, but then also we need to have room for.
Yeah, different stuff.
Different, interesting, and new things.
For sure. And no. It's definitely interesting. What struck me the most about this damn thing was the tone. I was like, damn, this thing is going for it. Like, you know, as far as being dark. If you didn't see animation, it would be some, you know, dark Guillermo del Toro type of thing, you know, with the tone.
It has like kind of like a... Yeah, dark.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in just visuals, the visuals are a little darker, mm-hmm, as far as like the color of the movie.
Yeah.
And yeah, yes, the tone. But also, like, I'm always fascinated by the use of the term dark comedy, because there's been a lot of dark comedy that I've seen that I was like, I don't know if this is comedy. But something is funny. Everything is funny to someone.
Is it supposed to be a dark comedy?
It's a dark comedy.
Damn, where the hell? First of all, nothing seemed funny, so that's bad. Second of all,
that's what I'm saying.
Where was I at? Because I didn't see. Man, I was not paying attention. No, nothing was remotely like oddly funny or anything. And you know, so sometimes they'll show something that you'd be like, oh, well, that's odd, not really funny, but I can see somebody thinks they're funny. I didn't get that at all with this. I was like, what the hell? But nah.
I'm going to make you watch this.
Yeah, I was about to say, by yourself, Tifflebot. But
no. I have a sad. You should give me one fucking month a year to just destroy you for all the things that you make me do for the rest of the year. 2 weeks. Two weeks main show Patreon. I get four shows all to me. You do what I say.
Wow.
Well, okay. Stay tuned for more negotiations on this bullshit later, everyone.
Oh, yeah. So, that's it for the news, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, we're going to take a breaky poo, and we'll be right back with our brand new game. Let's go. All right, man. We're back. It's time. time to get it on. We got a new game. We're going to stumble our way through this thing and try to make it fun and exciting for all. Tiff, tell us about this game.
So what we're doing is we're giving, it's an overarching theme, three rounds. Each round will have a theme, and it's a back and forth, but we only have 10 seconds to come up with a item that fits within this theme. So for instance, X-Men characters, we're going back and forth with 10 second limits to figure out to who's going to flub up, basically. And if you flub up, the other person gets the point.
Maybe we should do 5 seconds, you know, because I might be able to roll. All right, let's tighten that up a little bit.
Okay. Let's, you know what? I would like to say that as this is Montego's request, on his head be it, should this be a problem. So our first category, before we start the round, we'll say Montego goes first. First category, Star Wars characters.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Go.
R5-D4.
Okay. Han Solo.
Luke Skywalker.
Princess Leia.
Jar Jar Binks.
Emperor Palpatine.
Darth Vader.
Oh, shit.
Okay. You didn't make it.
No. It's really harder than you think.
Went blank.
That was actually
That's good. All right. That's number one. All right. I like this. Okay. I like this.
All right. So Montego takes the point on that one, obviously. So 1 point. So our next category is going to be video game consoles.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Nintendo.
ColecoVision.
We're both in the first one. Super Nintendo, huh?
Intellivision.
Sega Saturn.
Atari 2600.
Shit. Yeah, now I'm not. I'm gonna give you the point on it because it's so hard. Like when I'm staring at this little timer to be like, it's still chastising me and saying, "Fuck you, you stupid bitch." You don't know anything, so I'll give you that. All right, shit. And then, it's very nerve-wracking. You're, like, looking at it, it's like, you don't know anything. Right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In that 5 fucking seconds, you're questioning everything about yourself. You're like, I'm a moron. I don't remember anything that's ever happened to me.
Right.
Okay, so let's do our last category, which doesn't matter because you won.
Okay.
Like it was going to be best 2 out of 3.
But one more for the flow. One
more for the people. To see if I get ultimately trounced, which I'm going to, because our last category is superhero movies.
Ah, this one can go for a while. Here we go.
Yeah, hold on.
We'll see how long this one
resetting. And you'll be going first.
Okay.
And timer starts now.
Superman the movie.
Okay, this is in yours. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman 1984.
That's your response to that? The Eternals.
Superman 2.
The Avengers.
Okay. Superman 3.
You son of a bitch. You're fucking me over here, man. Age of Ultron. I don't think I got it in that one.
Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
It took you longer to say that. Black Panther.
Aquaman.
Iron Man.
Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, what's the other Spider-Man's called? Spider-Man No Way Home? Shit!
I didn't think you made it.
I was still talking about Spider-Man. You guys,
I like this game.
I sense us refining this in the future and it becoming even more irritating to me. So congratulations to me for thinking of this. Congratulations to me for hurting myself. All right, the win goes to Montego.
He's
extraordinarily happy. It doesn't matter how, listen.
I win!
I always win. Is there no one on this planet to even challenge me?
It doesn't matter how unhappy you are. Like, if just the effort of creating this and making sure that Montego liked it, because off air he was like, I don't like that, I don't like that.
Just play the
and then to have him win. What a treat.
Feels so good to me. I love Freddie Mercury when it sings in my ear about victory. I love it.
Bad loser, bad winner.
Oh,
the
God.
The Montego Bradley story.
Had a really good time playing that one. That's pretty good. And we'll get that timing.
And here's the thing.
That. Yeah.
Let me tell you how excited this man is. When all the way up until this part, he was not happy about what was happening very much. He was just like, eh, I don't know. Now he's like, hell yeah, it's my favorite game. Best game ever created.
It took me a minute to get the flow. I like it. Once we get the flow, we start zipping through this sucker like pow, 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 pow. I like it. Very good job, Tiflebot. We just got to think of an appropriate name other than the countdown, you know. And
well, you know, I can only do so much.
Yeah.
Stretching,
but
stretching.
You're the name person, though, so you'll come up.
I know, I am. I'm sure that I'll wake up in the middle of the night tonight and be like, yeah, we should have called it that.
Wait, seven! Like, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, shit.
No, like, I think of good things in the middle of the night.
Oh, really? Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I never have ideas like that, so there we go. So we're going to take a break, and it's time for the main topic. We went to our nice, safe living rooms, and we watched Krampus. So we'll be right back. All right, man, it's time for the main topic. We are back to do a little Christmas uncheer. So we went dark this Christmas. You know, we've done all kind of movies, action movies, Christmas action movies, all kind of stuff. But this year, we decided to do a little bit of this. So we went to, I don't know where I watched this at. I might have had to rent it. Krampus.
Amazon's where I had to watch it, yep.
Yep. 2015, PG-13, 1 hour, 38 minutes. They call it a comedy, and I would agree with that for the first, like, act.
Sure.
Was like, this is a pretty funny comedy. I thought this was going to be a pretty good Christmas movie. Drama, fantasy, horror. A boy who has had a bad Christmas accidentally summons a festive demon to the family home. That's the synopsis. That's it. And that's all.
Festive demon. Got it.
Yes. Yes. He's holiday cheer. So who's in this movie, Tiff?
Yep. So MJ Anthony, that's the young protagonist here. Adam Scott, Toni Collette, David Koechner. Koechner. Mm-hmm. I know who he is, but I have a hard time saying his name. Allison Tolman, Conchata Farrell, Stefania Lovie Owen.
Yeah.
And then there's other people.
There's a bunch of people. So we were supposed to do this for the Patreon, Tiff. And after I started watching a little bit of it, I saw the quality of this thing. And I was like, wait a minute. This isn't, it's not, you know, like something we watched last week on Patreon. This was had some substance to it. So I said, well, let's just do this for the main topic because I was starting to enjoy it. Like, you know, I could see the comedy. The comedy was pretty much in the beginning, and then it no more comedy. So, man, let's before we roll on it hard, it is time for one word. Tiff, one word. What you got?
I'm gonna say fine.
Okay, I'm gonna say surprising. I end up enjoying this a lot more than I thought I would. And the fact that I was actually enjoying it, I was like, I'm enjoying this dumbass movie. You know? So
yeah,
I was pretty surprised. And that's why I was like, well, let's do this for this main show because I enjoyed it more than probably what it deserves. But I had a good time watching it. And it was very well done.
I think a lot of people do like this movie. I have seen this movie before.
Okay.
And there's like some stuff that we'll talk about, obviously, that we'll get in. I don't hate it. Mm-hmm. It's just that I'm not, I don't know if I am, maybe I'm coming to realize that, like, beyond a few exceptions, I'm not like super into Christmas themed horror movies.
Okay. Well, I've never watched them before. This is the first year that I saw the Patreon. Because I like my Christmas bright and cheery. But, you know, we got to do some different stuff on the show from time to time. So, you know, dive off the diving board, you know, with our head first. So, let's hit them spoilers so we can get into it here. So, I hadn't seen Adam Scott. You see him from time to time in different things. I haven't seen him since Step Brothers. But, you know, this was back around that time, 2015. And so
he also mostly does...
Yeah. But a fine actor, Toni Collette, you know, she's great. And so we have this family, and they are the pretty ordinary kind of well-to-do family, you know, and Christmas is coming. And all this beginning part, Tiflebot, felt like I forgot that I was watching a horror thing, you know, because I was like, it's kind of funny because the kids, it starts out. I want to say this, Tiff. Masterful. I'm gonna say that for the opening sequence in slow motion with the most wonderful time of the year happening and people were killing each other trying to get Christmas gifts. I was mesmerized. I love that sequence, man. I was just sitting there like, God, this is great. Did you have any thoughts on that sequence or no? It just
went, I actually do like that sequence too. Yeah, I think this movie totally has an understanding of its message or like whatever it's.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's very much like a, not in like a douche way, but a condemnation of the like commercialization of Christmas or like the lack of cheer in the season or whatever, right? Because you get punished by Krampus for being a little shit.
Yeah.
Basically what happens.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people don't have nothing to do with it. I was like, God damn, we'll talk about
That's right. There was a lot of collateral damage.
Yes. Yes. I was like, well, what did he do? What did he do? What did he do? Shitty out there, plows,
honestly, I really don't like, and I get it, but the message that, like, how dare you be disillusioned is not my favorite message.
Yeah, I like that. Turn off the brain and enjoy stuff from time to time.
No. I'm just saying, like, I was really going to talk. I don't give a shit one way or the other about this movie, to be honest. But,
what's the problem?
What do you mean? What's my problem? I'm saying, like, I have no investment in it necessarily. So I'm just saying, like, sure, why not, right? While you're watching it.
Yeah. So,
I do think that they do a good job of, like, everybody has that family member, those family members that you're like, you love them, or maybe you don't, but they're there. Oh, you know? We'll God damn it, they're always fucking around.
We'll get into that in a second. So, that opening sequence was really so well done with it. Was just a lot of slow motion Christmas songs, and people were just awful. Uh-huh. They were trying to murder. But then the worst person in the whole thing was these kids that were fighting and dressed up like at the Christmas play. And I've never seen a Christmas play in a retail store. So I was like, what the hell is that? I don't know. Maybe they do that in places. I've never seen that before. Normally it's at the school, right? I mean, at the Home Depot, they had a play going on. And it's the boy is getting his ass whomped on in slow motion. And I love the look on the parents' face as they like just, you know, react and barely move, trying to, you know, grab him. Take him home. He started a fight because the dude told him it wasn't no Santa Claus. And it looked really strange at first, Tiff, because I was like, this kid way too old for this. You know, why are you doing this? But then once you meet the grandmother and stuff, you say, oh, okay, they got something special going on. So the grandmother was did not speak English. And even if she did speak English, she didn't talk much anyway. You know, I mean, at least at this part of the movie, there was no English. And she didn't say so much, but she was warm. She was making all them cookies and stuff, and the family comes in like a goddamn tornado, boy. So we get introduced to the mom, the dad, the sister. And I didn't have that much feelings about any of them at first when they first came in because they were just the typical American, you know, whatever. So you know, where are you at with
typical the American whatever? Oh my God, I want the review for this movie to be like a movie of typical American whatever. I think it's a fine setup, right? It's just here, we're coming into the beginning of the movie here.
So the
not the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, but it gets good to me when, you know, they hate these relatives, you know, and I remember I know I got some relatives listening to this. You know, some people you'd be like, I don't want to deal with them, right? So
yeah, everyone has those people. Here's the thing: you think that you're being mean when you say it, but God damn it, you're probably that person to somebody, right? Yeah, I know that I'm insufferable.
Of course. So the relatives knock, and they, you know, you thought it was bad in like Christmas Vacation and stuff. They were bad, boy. They came in with their kids. The girls were just evil little bees, boy. And then the little boy that wouldn't say nothing to nobody, knowing he's on the spectrum, but they just didn't pay him no attention. And the auntie comes in, and whoa, you know, you thought the guy was bad. The auntie was like, whoa. They're surprised by the auntie. Yeah. And Toni Collette really sold how much she couldn't stand this woman, you know, in every scene, you know, with her her facial expressions and just her tone and stuff like that. So now they're in Christmas hell. I do love
Toni Collette's character in this movie because so I think that in this movie, she's presented as being kind of a like uptight shit, right?
Yeah, she just like, wants stuff to be perfect, and she's just ridiculously like doing it. You know, she has in her mind what she wants things to be.
Right.
Anything be damned. So go ahead.
But also, just like, I do think that the person in these kind of films, kind of the short end of the stick, as far as like, if you were to say character misrepresentation, because it strikes me as like somebody who's like finally blowing up on someone who's been annoying them for their whole life, basically.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah. That one scene with the blowtorch and stuff, and she was just like, and you bought it, right? You didn't even need no long history, right? You was nope. Like, shit, yeah, I could see. Ooh, goodness gracious. She tore her ass up, boy, because that lady would just say anything out of her mouth. And so,
yeah, and like criticisms, but, there are some people who, and I'm not saying which one's better or worse, but like the situations where like you don't say anything because you're polite, but that allows the other person to just be a douche.
That was her role. So they kick it in on Sarah's dinner while they eat it. I was like, God damn, they like a little dry. She said, I should have, what they wanted, hot dogs and mac and cheese or something like that. She was so foo-foo, it just outdone her. So I'm enjoying this, Tiff. I'm really enjoying this, you know. But when those little girls took that dude's Christmas, you know, letter to Santa Claus that he wrote and started reading it.
And read it out to everybody. Now, here's the thing. Parents. My parents, stop that shit.
What? Like, okay, nuts?
My parents frequently, I don't know if it's that like, my parents were embarrassed of the stupid shit or mean or what. If I ever did anything that was shitty, my parents were like, you embarrassed me.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, I never would do that stuff because it wasn't like, wee, it's fun for me to be a little asshole. Because my parents would be like, I'll destroy you.
Oh, let me,
you know what I mean?
Let me add to that. My grandmama would bust you in the mouth, like with a closed fist. Like, we used to get popped in the goddamn mouth, tipple by. My grandmother would have got up with her 4'11 self, walked over, and been like, "Bow, shut up." Matter of fact,
we would not be allowed to do that. No,
nah.
It's insane to me that the whole family, like the whole letter. You would think that if my parents weren't doing it, like, okay, if I was the one being picked on, my parents would also be like, "Shut your kid up." Do you know what I mean? Like, we wouldn't all just sit at a table and let that happen. But whatever. This is the crux of the movie, right? Because this is where the child becomes disillusioned.
But the sweet part about that is that he was a sweet kid, and he just
he said nice things about them.
He did. He wanted their lives to be better, even the people he didn't like. And everybody loses it. He goes upstairs, and you know, and he tears up the letter. He loses faith in Christmas. And I guess that was just bad, right? I mean,
that's how you summon the Krampus.
Yeah, I was like, what did he do? He's the one that just got butt screwed in front of everybody.
Exactly. That's why, I mean, I do enjoy a good folktale from anywhere where they're like, I mean, you're fucked if you do and you're fucked if you don't. So good luck.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Like, those stories that never have, like, everybody died. That's what you get for being a human.
Right.
Those are, like, my favorite.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You don't have to be screwing out in the barn with the girl smoking weed to die. You're just going to die. Right.
You're just going to get it by being a horrible human being because all humans are horrible.
So,
but
the next thing that happens is this storm comes. Yeah, the storm comes out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the worst storm in history, I want to go check on my boyfriend. Okay, go ahead. Are you nuts? So that was, I was so like, my daughter's never going out in that to go check on some goddamn dude, you know, across the street. And his parents
I think that I think that this does, it's fine because, like, I think in a normal movie where they might be trying to be more realistic, they'd have her sneak out. But either way, she's getting outside, and this just kind of cuts out the middleman, right?
I mean,
the point is that she leaves the house.
That storm was redonkulous. I'm like, nobody goes out in that, man.
No. And obviously, like, we need, this is our one thing that, like, I feel like a lot of movies have this kind of one misstep, quote unquote, and that's the whole, like, reason why things to start. It's the impetus, it gets things going. So she goes outside to find her boyfriend. Surprise, she does not make it.
Hey, Tiff, I tell you what creeped me out the most is them goddamn snowmen. There was some creepy ass snowman. That snowman was outside, and the little boy like, well, who the hell gonna make a snowman?
That's what creeped you out the most, not the clown thing that we will discuss later.
Nah, the snowman were creepy because they was just, I was like, because they kept getting closer to the house and stuff. Oh my goodness. And so,
yeah. I will say that recurring trope in horror movies that bothers me, or bothers me, that that does like every time kind of like make me feel like a spine tingle.
What's that?
Is when you are hiding underneath something and you can see someone's feet.
Oh, the hell. I would never be hiding under something waiting for somebody to drag my ass from out of there. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing in the world. And then your ass land on a cold floor. So anyway, man, this is where the movie picks up. All of a sudden, people are kind of dead out there, Tiff. And the little girl starts.
Yes.
She sees this thing. And Bravo on 2015... computer graphics and you know real puppetry, whatever they did, because that thing looked awesome running on top of them houses and stuff. And I was like, man, this 2015, mm-hmm. It looked good, man, and it felt like it had weight to it. Like, it, you know, sometimes CG stuff don't look like it has actual real world weight, but you know, they did a good job with the practical effects and how they had the thing landing and stuff, and you couldn't tell what it looked like. It had the deer hooves, and you know, he go, like you said, next thing you know, she's under the car. And I was surprised when he left the gift, because I was like, oh, you know, and so just leave now. But she didn't. And next thing you know, she's getting murdered. And she's blood-curdling, screaming, Tiff. Wow.
Yes.
So.
But this is where we will go ahead and say that the kills have to either be interesting from here on out, and they kind of are, or very bloodless, because it's a PG-13 movie.
I wondered about that. I said, I wondered why they, you know, I mean, they did a good job. You know what they had to work with, but I just don't understand why they just didn't, you know, you didn't have to go, because we have R rating, go hard, but you could just go a little further, you know, but whatever, like you said, it was bloodless. And
it's almost like there should be a step between PG-13 and R, right? Because so many movies refuse to, they try to stay out of that R category, because it limits their their percentage, which honestly, if you're making a movie and that's, I get it, but also, like, just make your movie, dude. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't.
Yeah, but it's all about that marketing, man. And they'll shut your ass down, you know? So, excuse me. So, Dad decides to go get the girl because none of the phones are working. And this, I started liking the uncle at this point. Because, you know, he was like, you know, because he cooperated. He was like, oh, shit, you talking about going out there with, oh, shit, let's go. My Hummer, she'll ride through anything. And then, like, they find a truck, and poor plow guy, he had to die. He had nothing to do with this family.
Yeah, he's just a collateral damage.
Like a fat rat. So they pull out guns. And now, all of a sudden, we in a bug hunt. And they're looking for the girl, and they hear her screaming. And I couldn't imagine hearing my daughter scream, and I can't find her. And, you know, the guy's being really helpful, Tiff, you know, until he got taken out with that. It was something in the damn snow. His leg was all getting chewed up.
That's another thing about the snow situation, which is, it's kind of a good effect, but like, they do use it a little too often in this movie, especially later. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, especially later. Right. But it was creepy. But, it was creepy.
So they go back home.
Yeah. Straight home.
Yeah. Like, a lot of stuff is like, does like have a really good, like, oh, like creeping, like scary factor. But they go back home. They say, hey, we saw some shit. Was weird.
Yeah. They like.
So they're like, we need to like figure out how to get out of here and get help, because we can't find her.
Yeah.
Right. It's basically what they decide.
Yeah.
But then they're like, we're gonna board up the windows, and then we're gonna figure out how to get this done. But like during that time.
Yeah, I'm trying to
bring up. Doesn't the grandma say, don't let the
fire die,
the chimney go out? But then it does.
And grandmama.
And that's
what took you so long to speak up all this damn time. People are disappearing, and you just shit. Don't let the fire go out. Don't let that fire go out. You know, if you would have told us in the beginning, we would have been chewing up all the furniture and throwing it in there. It would have never went out. Throw the carpet in there. You know, shoot. So who's the next one to get it, Tiff?
Oh, so the kid eats the cookie that comes down, which. Why would you? Whatever. It doesn't matter. He eats the cookie and then is dragged up the chimney, which I think is pretty scary.
That whole scene was scary as hell. Hey, when the damn thing lowered the hook and then shook it like ching, 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 I was like, oh, shit. And then I said, okay, something.
He's just like Pumpkinhead.
Ching, 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 ching. My favorite scene. My favorite scene in that stupid movie. Oh, shit. So You know, that's scary. And then I realized, I said, oh, that kid is really effed up. Something's wrong with him, because you're going to go there and you're going to go bite something that's dangling from, and out the chimney like it's no food in the house. That all grandma mom was doing was cooking. I couldn't tell
what they were trying to communicate to me about this child. Is it funny that he's so fat he can't resist a cookie? I don't see what I'm saying. I'm not sure what they're saying about the kid. Ultimately, I'm like, sure, go away. I found him annoying. Bye.
But I was surprised the way they just yoked the kid. I was like, oh, are they killing kids? I was like, God damn.
There's a few horror movies where people get sucked into like a tube or like down a chimney, like not a chimney, but like they've just, you know, when you're like the horror movie, like we try to grab their hands and they just go yank and the person's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
That has always been one of the scariest things to me, is just like the knowing that you're like, this isn't, he ain't coming back down that chimney.
No, he ain't coming up. And then the daddy, it was kind of funny to me how, you know, triagey this family was when it came to people getting yanked, because they were like, oh shit, he gone, so we gotta go. I'm like, oh, y'all ain't gonna go out there and look for him. He probably still there. That's just sad. You can
help him.
Right. But go ahead.
This is where things start to get a little weird for me in this movie, because
we forgot to mention that they brought in those Christmas presents in the beginning.
Yes, the Christmas presents things, where I was like, and then like they're weird, and like the whole thing has been weird, and you know that weird shit's happening, and you know that there's somebody. I mean, at this point, I'm assuming they're not quite sure that it's quote unquote supernatural.
Oh yeah, they did.
But they're like, because somebody in this town.
That's when the Toni Collette.
Because that, after they sucked in things.
Yeah, she saw the damn gingerbread man. And she was like, what the fuck?
You are right. You are correct. And they're like, we should just keep these. And then she takes it upstairs and she hears the sister. She hears the noise inside the package.
And still keep wrapping them. She's like,
well. And she's like, yeah, that's probably fine. I should look in there.
Yeah. So she leaves them. And then the twins. Or they might have just been sisters. I don't know if they were twins. I don't think they were twins. They go upstairs. And because they hear a noise, and you're like, what? Wait a minute, we're going to separate now? We're going to have people wandering the house? They go upstairs and talk about a horror fun house. This is some creepy shit up here.
This is what I'm talking about. some of it's better than others, and I feel bad about that because it's almost perfect. That fucking clown is legitimately scary.
That sucker was just squirreling them out.
The one that swallows the is fucked up. Now, here's the thing. That is where I will want to compliment this movie very much, okay? And that is within your PG-13.
Oh, they took it there, didn't they?
Strictures.
They
like
took
you, it. You can't. It can't be bloody. And they're like, "Well, I have something for you." This horrifying, disgusting. Like I'm like its mouth opens weird, it swallows it
with the child like the sliding down the throat.
Oh, it's just awful. It's so great.
Yeah.
And you see that more than once, and it's just kind of like a lumbering horror that you can't do anything about, and it's scary in its slowness, and it's very well done, and I really like that. I'm like really impressed by that. But then it has like the stupid fucking bear and the robot, which are fine.
I was fine with like those. I was just kind of missteps.
There was another one, the angel, the tree topper.
Oh, that sucker was scary.
That's also scary.
That sucker was scary. He's so kind of swooping out.
Both
there.
Well
woo,
done.
Woo, woo, woo. And they were effing those kids up. You know, they got the one girl back in the back, and you know they went downstairs, and you know now it's over, right? At this point, you know, grandma starts telling the story, and who cares at this point, right? It's like, shit, we all almost did.
Where were you? 30 fucking minutes ago, Granny.
Even the aunt
before
gets
all
cool.
The kids died.
The aunt gets cool at this time because you know she gets the guns and stuff, and she's the only one in the family can shoot. These some non-shooting bastards. They shooting them guns and nothing's happening. Old Tex himself is down there shooting that gingerbread, getting murdered by them things, and he's missing all, left and right. And I'm like, well, he's supposed to be the expert, but not the auntie. The auntie, she can wield that steel. She was lighting shit up.
She did. Yes.
Yeah, but
so then another, and this is going to be so petty, but this, so when she's blasting everyone away with that shotgun, which is great, there we have our fuck. We get one fuck in the movie.
Oh, I didn't even notice it. I was like, well,
So it was when the grandma Omi was saying like blah 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 something, but they didn't put the translation on like they normally do, and then she said, he goes, I didn't understand what she said, and then the aunt says, she says we're fucked.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Okay, so there's our fuck, okay? And actually, what's really funny is I turned to Mike and I said, I like that in this movie, They haven't really done a lot of like the dialogue didn't really need to have a lot of cursing in it. It worked without it, and they weren't trying to force it in there. Like,
yeah.
Well, we can't really say it, but we're going to try to say it. But then just as I said that, I think something crashes through the window and she says, "Oh, shh." And then the shit gets, I really hate it when they just don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I would assume that if something was crashing through the window to kill me, I would say probably nothing. Or maybe scream. Maybe
yeah.
scream.
Yeah. Or you can always say, damn. So
damn. Damn. I was just that would be a great last line for me in Oz.
So I like the break from the story though with the grandma with using the puppets and the stop motion.
I like the whole effect. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, it was great. And the story, you know, like I've never heard of this before. And, you know, you're familiar, and I was like, oh, so this is supposed to be a thing. You know, I was like, Krampus will come and get you, and you take your whole family with you because you're not being grateful. God damn, you know. So
yeah, you have like one tiny infraction where you're like, well, maybe Santa isn't real, and he's like, fuck you, bitch.
Oh shit, the mailman gotta go, the snowplow man, the people across the street, my whole family gotta go. Wow. And so, you know, grandma lets it out of the bag that this happened to her. She's responsible for her whole family. And then these damn elves crash into the front of the house. It's over now, Tiff. And that was a great scene. Yeah, I was like, wow, they ain't playing and stuff. But they came to get one person. And I thought that was interesting. You know, they was like, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, oh, they ain't taking them all? You know, and because, you know, they was doing that, you know, standoff. And I was like, oh, I thought they were going to get everybody. But no, they took who they wanted.
Nope.
And kept it moving. So now they're going to make a mad dash because they triaging Tiff. They like, kids is gone, husband gone, let's roll. You know, I'm like, wow. You know,
I mean, there is like a nice kind of increased panic as this movie goes on. But I do think that to achieve that panic, they kind of like, and here's the thing. I have no idea what it would be like if a supernatural being was snatching my kids away from me. But I feel like I probably would just have a breakdown. I don't know if I would be able to be like, I'm going to keep going. Oh, but you always have the, you know what I mean? You want to save the rest of the people.
Who I don't think survival would have, I don't think survival would punch in for me. I cannot imagine having, you know, feeling like something took my kid and they're around here and I'm just like, I'm going this way. I'm running. Becky will be all right when we come back.
Yeah, let's take a break and hear Omi talk about a story. Hot Cocoa. Absolutely not.
God damn, Omi, piece of shit.
She's like, all the children are dead. Who wants to hear a story?
I know, I know. Gather around, everybody.
I have a story. Not only is it inappropriate to tell at this time, but it would have been more pertinent earlier. Everybody gather around. Okay,
when we brought these gifts in, bitch. Should have said something. You was looking crooked when that happened.
So this is kind of where the movie starts to fall apart for me. Because they make a mad dash.
They do. And people are getting toe up.
And they're getting killed left and right. And it's not even interesting. That's what's so horrible.
Yeah, they would just get
like,
sucked
into
the snow.
They all get sucked into the ground. And I'm like, well, couldn't you have spaced these kills out more so I could have gotten more interesting kills instead of just sucking them into the ground? Like, who gives a shit?
So for me, though, Tiff, one of the most interesting scenes was, you know, the hole from hell opening up because I had no clue what was going on. I was like, what's the hole? And so the boy started crying and, you know, he said the sacrifice. And I'm thinking, oh, he's going to get his family back. And, you know, because he actually wants to sacrifice himself. Nope, picks his ass up and slam him in a hole. It's like
the 11th commandment is thou shalt not dislike Christmas even once ever.
Damn right, because you're going to hell.
You go straight to hell. You don't even get a chance to ask for forgiveness, you piece of shit.
So all the creepy now, elves.
Not just you, anyone within a fucking 5-mile radius.
I know, everybody had to go, Tiff. So
Hallmark is running hell. That's what's happening.
Is that what's happening?
You didn't buy enough fucking holiday.
We're going to scare you with a new Krampus. So next, you know, our little hero wakes up. And I was kind of figuring it was going this way. Maybe, you know, when they were making the mad dash. And so he woke up and I'm like, oh, it was all a dream. But what I really liked is when they were down there and he got the bell. And not only did he get the bell, but everybody started remembering it. And I was like, oh, that's a good, that I like that, that it was that it's something that actually happened. And it wasn't like, oh, I just have a dream. And then they show Krampus on top of the house across the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, now it's going to happen all over. I hate shit like that. So, yes, it happened. and they got a second chance for some reason, because Grandmama didn't get a second chance. She never got her people back.
What's up? Wait, didn't you watch the end?
What was the end?
They're in a snow globe in the Krampus basement.
Oh, yes, that was the end. I kind of just forgot about
You're that. You're like, I like how it had a happy ending. I'm like, it didn't.
Oh, so wait a minute. They are gone. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. They're all, the whole thing was that now they are inside of that snow globe. They're trapped in that place forever.
Oh, that's right?
And that was my understanding of the ending.
That is effing terrible. I thought it was
No. We didn't backtrack it. It's terrible, but not because that happens. Great, cool. I like a bad ending, a sad ending. No, it's terrible because you can just tell that whoever made this movie was just like really into themselves when they did this.
You think
so? Just really giving themselves the business.
I like that part. I did.
When they're like, he's gonna wake up and everyone's gonna think it's fine, but twist, isn't a snow globe. I mean, like that. The twist is given to me so hard that, like, I'm almost like, did you think of this ending and then extrapolate the rest of the movie out from it because you wanted it so bad?
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
It feels really thirsty.
What you're saying is they should have just stopped with everybody looking at each other like that should happen. That would have been cool. You could have just left it like that. Like,
because I do think that that is a better ending
than being in the globe.
Like,
just taking it in one more step further.
They should have established the snow globe thing earlier.
Oh yeah, because it was out of nowhere. Yeah.
And then implied that it happened to them, but we didn't know. That would have been a better ending.
Yeah, I agree.
To me, I prefer an ambiguous ending where like you aren't sure.
Yeah,
I know you. Than a concrete ending. And I
like concrete, so. But I didn't even think about the snow globe stuff. So that's it, man. That was Krampus. I enjoyed the damn movie. I mean, it's not like I'm like, I love Krampus, but I was like, oh shoot.
I think you were just surprised. It is kind of like of the things that we have watched.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's upper quality, right? It's better than the other things.
Quality is what got me. I was like, oh, okay. It wasn't a complete, you know, just turd. I mean, yes, it's a goofy movie, but I do recommend if you're watching shit, you know, wouldn't be nothing that you would not enjoy, I don't think. Yeah, too.
Right. If you like non-traditional Christmas movies, but you like Christmas movies, you know what I mean? Like I feel like this time of year is kind of like really, rough on people who are not super into this shit, because it's fucking everywhere. You go to the store, there it is. You're riding your car, there it is. You're at work, people are fucking talking about it. So like, if you were kind of toeing the line where like that shit irritates you, but you also kind of want to get in on the spirit, this might be for you.
Yeah, I agree. So man, we came to do the damn thing and we got it done, and next week we are going to see Spider-Man, and we have a huge surprise with that show, so stay tuned. I will not spoil. So just stay tuned. But we're doing Spider-Man. It's gonna be great. We have a we have our Patreon, right? We have something.
Pooka.
We got Pooka. Pooka sings. Let me stop.
I'll say that for sure. if you like this is kind of was intended to be. We just did it because it was accidental. But like, if you enjoyed this, you might want to check out the Patreon episodes where we have done
for $1
horror Christmas for $1 or whatever. You know, I don't know.
$1 will make it hollow. One brother give you good luck. Until
you won't even notice that.
Next week, I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. With me is my Dynamite co-host. Please say goodbye to the people too.
It's been a pleasure as always.
And until next week, man, we will be Spider-Man and we will be on Patrol.
Jesus Christ.
Now enjoy yourself.